You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason here at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur on this Wednesday morning. A beautiful day has dawned. The crowds are fairly large this morning, looking forward to a fantastic day at the Farm Progress Show in the University of Illinois tent at the corner of 3rd Street and West Avenue. Come out and visit us. In just a few minutes, Orion Samuelson will take the stage here in the U of I tent. And then this afternoon, the closing market report will come to you live from the Farm Progress Show. Let's take a look at what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group this morning and overnight. Futures in the corn pit are now a penny and three quarters lower. They're trading the September at 354 and a quarter, December at 367 and a quarter, down 1 3/4, and March futures at 378 and a half are a penny and three quarters lower. December next year down 2 cents. They're at 391 and a quarter. Soy complex is lower as well. Bean futures are down 4 at 880 and 3 quarters in the SEP. The harvest month, November, at 871 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters. January, 3 lower at 875 and 3 quarters. In July, at 884 and a half, down 3 cents. Bean meal at 315.20, 270 lower. Bean oil, that's 90 cents higher at 27.31. Wheat futures are trading the September down 8 at 476. The July at 497, down 1. And the hard red July is down 5.5 cents at 509.5. Live cattle futures at the CME Group are down 67.5 cents in the October at $140.70 per 100 pounds. September futures in the feeder cattle are 75 cents lower at 199.47.5. Lean hogs on the day are currently trading down up $1.55 at $69.52.5. Some of the outside markets very quickly. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 55 points at this hour at 16,142. Here on the Farm Progress Show site, we're glad to have Alan Brugler with us of Brugler Marketing and Management. He is from Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you for making the trip in to see us and visit it with us here. At the Farm Progress Show.
It's great to be here. This is the place to be in agriculture this week.
It is absolutely the place to be, and if you are listening but have not made it out to the Farm Progress Show today and tomorrow, we're open till 5 today and till 4 tomorrow. Gates open at 8 o'clock. Parking's free. There is a small cash fee to get in. But just come on out, and we'll be glad to have you here again. We're at West Avenue and 3rd Street, just to the right of the main gate, about a block. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the markets. But first, did you drive all the way across from Omaha?
Yeah, I drove across I-80, then down 74 to Champaign, and then cut cross-country to come over to the show this morning.
And the crops across that area look like what condition are they in at this point?
Basically, you're seeing excellent conditions in Nebraska. You're seeing excellent conditions in northern Iowa. As you go across the I-80 towards Davenport area, you start to see a little SDS problems popping up on the soybeans. The corn stands don't look quite as linear. And, of course, as we get into Illinois, there's quite a bit of variability.
So it remains the same, and there would be no reason really for this to change other than those big rains that came in the northern part of Iowa last week. That there's a very good crop mostly to the west side of the Mississippi River, with the exception of Missouri and south, maybe into that southwest corner of Iowa, parts of South Dakota, a little bit of Kansas. And then here in the eastern Corn Belt, things look pretty rough. And we're still trying to weigh out which side of that Mississippi River will win the battle for yield and total production.
I think you have to remember, though, there's more total acreage west of the Mississippi. As an example, the southern two tiers of counties of Minnesota have more corn production than the state of Ohio does. So, if it's good there and bad in Ohio, on average, Minnesota wins.
All right, so now we're down to the point where we're really discussing very low levels for corn and soybean as it pertains to price. Many have started to think about $7 even for the price of soybeans, but that can depend some on the ratio, corn to soybean ratio. What is your expertise telling you about the marketplace as we head into harvest season?
Well, we're clearly trying to find a low. We haven't found it yet. You've got pretty good chart support, technical support in the 340s on the corn. That should have been a 51-month cycle low last year at 318, so we're really not looking to go back there, particularly with a smaller crop than we had last year. On the soybeans, I'm not going to say seven even, but there are scenarios due to weak demand where you could get below eight.
So you're concerned about the Chinese economy?
It's not so much the Chinese economy, it's the Brazilians and the Argentine shipping to China. Brazilian soybean exports have been running anywhere from 1 to 4 million tons a month above last year. They still have quite a bit of beans available to ship. And we're expecting that U.S. first quarter export shipments could be down as much as 3.5 million tons versus last year.
Normally we would see, and normally meaning not the past 5 years, but the previous time frame, that the exports from the United States as harvest begins in the Delta region would really pick up, and there would be just a simple shift from South America to North America. Are you concerned that that won't happen in full, that they will continue to export out of South America, or that they simply won't take as much from the United States?
Well, we think that that shift will be delayed. There'll be an overhang coming out of South America in terms of shipments, and that's why the Chinese are 8.8 million tons behind on purchases for new crop from the United States right now. They aren't going to need most of that until they get into late November and December. And the price is falling, so they can afford to be patient. Again, we're not super bearish. We think the U.S. will become the main market player, but there's just a little smaller window this year than we've had in the last couple of years due to the world supply situation.
What do farmers who probably have not marketed a whole lot of their crop do at this point? And I suspect there's some different strategies for corn and soybeans.
Well, if you look at just seasonal considerations, you probably, and you're a cash marketer, I think you just ride it out. You wait for some kind of a post-harvest rally. As the export programs pick up, the basis improves. If you're a hedger, our clients have been short the board all summer, and we're going to keep riding those, rolling those puts down, but we're not lifting them yet.
Anything for those producers, especially out west, maybe in the southern part of the state of Illinois, parts of Missouri, where they're doing soft red winter wheat, out west where they're doing hard red winter wheat, that they need to consider as they go into the sowing process for the harvest or for the fall?
Well, I think if you're looking at soft red winter, the first thing you have to realize is that the money just isn't there right now. The board's trading 450 or 460. And in most cases, you can't make much money with wheat there. You have to go in with the assumption, if you're in Missouri or Tennessee or Kentucky, that you're going to double crop it with beans next summer. That revenue combination still works.
So does that mean you're expecting fewer wheat acres in the coming year?
We think there'll be a few less winter wheat acres, but again, you don't have a lot of choices in some of those areas. If you want to do crop rotation, if you want to spread your labor out, you're going to plant some wheat.
Alan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alan Brugler, of course, is with Brugler Marketing and Management. He is out of Omaha, Nebraska. He'll join us again this afternoon during the closing market report. You can listen to that. We'll have a whole bunch of other folks with us, too. And then during this stage show this morning at 10 a.m., not very far away, he'll be up with Orion Samuelson, who just walked up on the stage here at the University of Illinois tent. We're at the Farm Progress Show site. We're at the corner of West Avenue and 3rd Street. Come on out and see us if you'd like to catch up with all the things that are happening with the University of Illinois. Let's take a look at what the weather forecast is like for the day in the Urbana-Champaign area. Mostly sunny skies, a high of 91 degrees, a southwest wind at 6 to 9, and then tonight partly cloudy. A low of 69, south-southwest winds about 6 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny and 89. Thursday night, partly cloudy and 69. Friday, sunny and 90. And Friday night, partly cloudy and 69. Saturday, sunny skies and 90. Sunday, mostly sunny and 90. Labor Day on Monday, sunny and 90 degrees. And then on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny. And 86, so mostly warm, hot, dry weather. And I suspect that will make much of the corn crop in the area begin to turn and turn really quickly. So if you're traveling the byways of Illinois, be careful. There should begin to see some farm machinery being moved on those rural roads. And they move very slowly. Be careful. They'll be watching out for you. You watch out for them as well. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Farm Progress Show site in Decatur. Thanks for joining us on the radio station. If you're coming out, visit us in the U of I tent.